The following podcast may contain inappropriate language, sexual content, and spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Gonzo.moe No Name Anime Show. A show that doesn't have a name, but it's about anime. I got nothing. I'm joined by Noel and Kyle. How are you doing, Kyle?
Got a full deck here. All of it. But, so take that, JP.
What about you, Noel?
Hey, it's Noel. And surprise, I've been lying to you all these years. I actually hate anime.
Long con.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, 15 years in the making.
Yeah, seriously.
That's dedication to the cause, man.
Yep. Years ago, when I told you I liked Wounded Man, I was lying. It was a facade.
Oh, man. Well, so this is a show about people that hate anime. I don't know when we record it anymore. We were supposed to do it yesterday, and Noelle's like, I'm going to help someone move. I'll be ready in an hour or something. I'm like, no, you're not. That would be the fastest move in the history of the world.
Yeah.
I think it was, what, at like 7:30, you're like, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah, nah, this isn't going to happen. I figured like everything would be packed up and we just have to like put it in the truck and then drive it to the new place. But no, that didn't happen.
No, it did not. But today we are here to talk about Twitter stuff and current events and review some anime, which is what we do on this show.
I mean, considering the things we're going to talk about, some people might use that as a way to say we hate anime.
I mean, I really like the show that we're going to review, so there's that.
Oh, no, I was talking about a certain other thing involving a convention.
Oh, for sure. Well, so before we get into that, if you want more podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter. You can leave voicemails at 716-46-MOE-43. That's 716-466-6343. If you're at Otakon, you should go to my panel. It's The Sound of Anime. I'm in AMV Theater Friday at 11:30, followed by the Anime World Order podcast. I don't know what their panel's about, but I'm sure it's good, as their panels usually are. To this week, we are talking about Summertime Rendering, the anime. I've read some of the manga, but I have not read beyond like half of the first volume, so I can't do a ton of comparisons. But we're not going to go too deep into the story anyway, because one, it's the type of show where I feel if you know everything that's happening, it's not going to be as enjoyable, and Noelle's only watched 3 episodes.
That I have.
Unfortunately, I forgot to watch Harem in a Labyrinth in Another World, so next week I'm going to have to come at you with a double header, and you're just going to have to deal with that. But first, we got to talk about some Twitter questions. So, everybody had 24 more hours to come up with questions, and they did not do it. So, that's really great. From Vinny, our co-host over at the Newsbroom, I don't know why I couldn't think of the name of my show. He asked, who's excited for Anime August in theaters? We've got Inuo and Dragon Ball Super Superhero. Either of you interested in? I think I want to see the Dragon Ball movie.
I am very interested in the Dragon Ball movie. I feel like it's going to be a great cultural event at the very least.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be it's going to be similar to Spider-Man No Way Home, where I went to see that in the theaters, not because I was really interested in seeing the movie, but I was really interested in like being a part of when everybody saw all the Spider-Men together and went, woo, that's my Spider-Man. Like, I feel like we're going to get similar reactions from this when Gohan fights a guy and goes, woo, that's my Gohan.
Wait, are there multiple Gohans? What, I don't know anything about this movie. Are we entering the Dragonverse?
Have you not seen any Of the trailers for the movie?
I know that it's in an interesting, like, CG style.
Oh,
they said,
yeah. Like,
Goku's going to reach out and touch us, like in that song.
Nah, from what I'm seeing of it, like, Goku's mainly on the sidelines. This is a Gohan Piccolo movie.
Whoa.
It's Gohan Piccolo doing what they want to do. Just being cool dudes.
Kyle, are you going to see the Dragon Ball movie?
Absolutely not. I refuse. Not to be the cold water on this festive occasion, but I have zero interest in watching the Dragon Ball Super movie. I'm very interested, though, in seeing Inuo. I really am a big... I know that I've said a lot of things about Yuasa over the years.
You kind of waffle.
I do love Yuasa. I just am also disappointed by him a lot. But you know what? It's okay. That's any part of any relationship, right? I mean, they can't always keep you a 100.
That's okay. Is there anything else happening in August that's anime-y that we would call it Anime August, or is Vinny just being silly?
I mean, there's also Futo PI, the Kamen Rider anime that's coming out the 1st of August.
When does the show about a kid that has a tortoise shell in his stomach come out? That's going to be Anime August for me.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, the horrible, like, body horror thing.
Which show is this?
I know this that we're going to have... Well, I guess at this point, the newsroom would have already come out. There was an update on it. It might be a release date. I don't know it now because I recorded this podcast in the past. But if you listen to the newsroom, I'm sure that we'll talk all about it. But it's like this horrifying, like limited animation, more limited than anime is normally limitly animated. And he's got like a tortoise shell inside of his chest.
Right, because the whole idea is, what if people evolved characteristics of animals? So you see, like, a person with legs that have, like, extra joints and shit.
Is this like a Kagewane joint?
I don't know.
Because it seems like it's, like, a normal, like, kind of, like, slice-of-life Japanese show, except that they all have horrifying body modifications that are, like... It literally is like some alien shit.
I don't remember what it's called. I just know that I saw the picture on Anime News Network the other day.
Okay, so it's not like a Yami Shibai sort of short thing?
I think it's supposed to be a movie.
Okay.
But, here we go. A Turtle Shell is a Human's Ribs anime film opens October 28th.
But not in August. Womp womp.
Nope, but I'll take it. Wow, this is terrifying. But you know what? It's going to be the best movie of the year.
I want to see a crossover of that with I Want to Eat Your Pancreas called I Want to Eat Your Turtle Shell Ribs.
I want those turtle shell ribs.
Bringing back the turtle shell riblet at McDonald's. Anyway.
Yes, there we go.
We got one more Twitter question. This one is from Mikey, who I will be seeing at Otakon. By the time this comes out, it'll be, I don't know, 24 hours later. So that'll be cool. I haven't seen him in a few years. He says, what is your progress on your anime New Year's resolution? And I think, what did I spend, like 10 minutes thinking that I tweeted this, searching through past tweets to find out that I did not tweet this. I talked about it on two separate podcasts. So I have quite a few. So I'm going to read some of them, then have you guys go. And then when you two are done, I'll read my other ones. So the one that I did on our best of 2021 was watch Princess Mononoke and Spirited Away, watch all of the Hosoda films, finish Berserk, and read more manga and light novels. I have not seen Princess Mononoke or Spirited Away. Have not watched any more Hosoda than I had already watched. I don't think I've looked at Berserk. Maybe I have. I might be 20 volumes in now. But I have been reading more manga, not so much on the light novel front.
Now, when you're saying you're reading more manga, do you mean like manga in general or like mainly the porn manga that you've been finding at Kinokuniya?
Counts.
It does. I've just...
So when I wrote this, this would have been December 29th, I think is when these notes are dated. I was not really reading manga at all.
Okay.
And since then, I think I now have more manga than I do anime. Which is to say, in terms of how much of the shelf it takes up. Obviously, a Blu-ray can have, you know, 50 episodes, and a manga right. can only have so many pages. But there's more volumes of manga than there are Blu-ray on my shelf now, I think.
I mean, I'm looking at my shelf, and that is definitely true of me as well.
I'm trying to think of some standouts. That Dick Fight Island, of course.
There we go.
A manga for champions. I've been reading this. Oh, God, I can't remember what it's called. It's not in front of me, so I can't say what it's called. It has some weird name about like a turtle or a frog, and it's about this struggling mangaka who starts writing about his life growing up on an island, and finally that's like the manga that hits. It's very boring.
I think I saw that like on a shelf one day, and I was kind of interested by it, but I did not pick it up.
It's within arm's reach, so if one of you can stall. Noel, what kind of manga are you reading?
Oh, me? Yeah, well, I'm reading Blood on the Tracks. That is by Shuzo Oshimi, who people may know for, was it Inside Marie and The Flowers of Evil? It's a deeply compelling, like, psychological thriller. Basically, it's about this kid named Say, who has this really overprotective mother, and there are these weird little hints to the fact that like his mother may be a total psychopath.
Nice.
And yeah, and then there's this whole plot that starts to develop where him and like his family were going for a hike up in the mountains, and his mother may or may not have pushed his cousin off of a cliff.
Nice. I love it. As you said that, I picked that volume up off my table because I've been meaning to read that one. It's called Yoshino Zuikara, The Frog in the Well Does Not Know the Ocean.
Okay. Yes. Yes. That's what that was called.
And I really liked the art, but the story is very boring.
Okay.
But yeah, otherwise, yeah, I've been reading Call Girl in Another World. I was reading Lust Geass, Yashahime, Frieren.
You did mention Frieren.
Summertime
before.
Rendering, I'm trying. I find it works better as an anime. Sensei's okay. Pious Life and Did-a-da-da Demon Destruction, whatever. That's kind of what I've been reading lately.
I still feel like a dipshit because when you said called it Senpai's Pious Lie, I completely did not put it together.
Yeah, well, because I thought you were talking
about
name.
A different manga.
What are
I've also been reading Fist of the North Star. I've been reading those omnibuses that have been coming out.
Nice. What are your anime resolutions, or did you make any?
Oh yeah, I did. Let me just pull up the tweet. So I was mainly trying to do with these resolutions like stuff that I've been meaning to watch for a long time, as well as like things that were like hot button topics for the last couple of years. So I had Mobile Suit Zeta Gundam, Wonder Egg Priority, Attack on Titan Season 2, and Magical Girl Lyrical Nanoha. The only one I have only so far watched a single episode of Wonder Egg Priority, and I have gotten through 20 episodes of Zeta Gundam.
I feel like we talked about Gundam on a podcast. I think you and Kyle Gundamed it out for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think at that point I had only watched 20 episodes of Zeta Gundam, and I have not gone back to it since then.
I watched Wonder Egg Priority. I don't regret having watched it, but I
heard it like fumbles the bag at the finish line.
I wish they would have had more time. Might have worked better as like a 6-episode OVA.
Well, see, this is what I've been talking about. This is what happens when you're super strict with your 12-episode, like, thing.
Oh, you know what? I did read a light novel this year so far. Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation, come at me.
Woo, there we go. Horny babies everywhere.
It's really good. I've read half it? Of the second book. Well, okay, look. The problems in that series are still there, but as far as...
Because I heard that the problems are exacerbated in the light novel.
So I have not gotten far enough to be able to confirm or deny that. So far, It is pretty much the exact same thing. When I say it's very good, so a lot of times the light novels are just not well written or not well translated, because it's pretty clear they're just making this so an anime can be made and do a better job. The way that this is written is actually... Whoever translated it did a excellent job. Now, obviously, there's still... If you hated the show, you're not going to like the book. But having now seen the show and read at least the first... There's 20 books. They did a very good adaptation of the book. And I found reading the book was just as enjoyable as watching the first season.
Ah, interesting.
And I'm partway through book two... And I want to say that that's episode 4 or 5, because the anime up to the point where they're at, I believe, is only the first 6 books.
The first book only covers 3 episodes?
3 or 4 episodes.
Huh.
It's, I don't know. It's, there's different ways to handle that. So what was it called? The Dungeon Boonies show.
Right.
The first 4 episodes are the first book. And I think it works. Whereas you look at something like ReZero, where I'm pretty sure all of the second season is one book and it feels like it drags.
Really?
Okay. So I don't know. I thought it was paced well. I might be off on my episode count too. But I felt like it was paced very similarly to the book. Hmm. Kyle, what are your New Year's resolutions?
So I also looked for the tweet. There was no tweet. But you know what? I'm going to take a different tack because, I don't remember necessarily what I made as my resolution. But I think I at least know one of them. I wanted to watch more anime because I think that for the past, maybe a year or two, I've been leaning away. I've been more into live action film. I've been more into video games. I'm like, I'm going to watch anime. And boy, oh boy, let's say I'm on a great roll. I think I've watched more anime this year than I have in and maybe the last 2 combined.
And yeah, you watched all of Digimon.
Yeah. I mean, goodness, that was a journey in and of itself. But I'm watching new anime and that has me really excited. Even when it's not great, I'm really just enthused by watching what's now and maybe hating a lot of it. But finding out what's currently, I don't know, it's nice to watch something that I can maybe tweet about and someone is also I am also watching that. Maybe I will reply to you, Kyle. That's not normally how it goes. Usually I'm man, I watched this series that's from 1968 and then crickets. So, you know how they do. But no, in terms of what I'm, the New Year's resolution, I think we were talking because we talked about this on an episode of our of this show approximately 8 months ago.
Yeah, it would have been we did a 2-part best of 2021, so it would have been at the end of one of the probably episode 2 of those.
Yeah, I think what I talked about, some of it is now no longer valid. I think I said I was really excited for Uzumaki. I'm 99% certain I was spoken about Uzumaki.
Still not out.
Yes, in fact, it has been delayed again. So in that sense, I would love to, to make good on that resolution, but that is not in my control, and that is fine. But I also am looking forward to, I think I am going to dip my toes into some light novels. I'm really wanting to read the Vampire D light novels, at least a few of them.
Nice.
Because... that began as a light novel series, and I've never read any of them, but I really love that series. I would love to read them. And in terms of what I'm looking forward to also, I believe that Dempa has They Are 11, or They Were 11, rather.
Really?
Yeah, I think they licensed it in 2021, but then they said it was going to be coming out in the third quarter of this year.
Ah, interesting.
And I've been wanting to read that for a long time. And now that I know that it's licensed by them, I'm very patiently waiting.
We might have to get in touch with friend of the show, Ed Chavez, to get a copy of that book.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, also it's like a small publication. Like, you know, Ed, I'll pay for it. We're good.
Yeah, it's probably like $12. I only say
that because I think I still have Ed Chavez's phone number.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, give me that book.
Holy crap, I do.
It looks like
I don't know if this still works. It's from like 2012.
It comes out 11/29. And it is $16 on Right Stuff if you want to pre-order it. It's funny that you mentioned stuff we are looking forward to. I'm looking at the list of shows I put, and most of them have not come out yet. I put Bleach, Dr. Stone. I don't think that's coming out till next year. Kuma Bear. I don't even think we have a date for season two. Tiger and Bunny 2 is out. I haven't watched it yet. Chainsaw Man.
Isn't like more of that coming?
I believe both parts may be out now.
Oh, really?
Chainsaw Man, I don't think we have a date. Devil's a Part-Timer 2 is happening right now. What else do I have? Sing a Bit of Harmony, I did go to see. The Gunbuster dub is premiering at Otakon. I might try to get into that.
Ooh, sick.
But yeah, otherwise the rest of it's not out.
You're forgetting one thing. You also said that you wanted to watch more Baki, or maybe it was all of Baki.
I think what I was saying is I was
looking... What's the status on Baki, JP?
No, I was looking forward to more, because another season has been greenlit. I think I was saying that I'm looking forward to that coming out.
I literally just listened to this part of the podcast. Oh, you said you were going to do finally, all the Baki. Something like that.
I fucked up. So I also did New Year's resolutions for the morning show that I did for a while. I said I wanted to watch Rose of Versailles and Dear Brother, Go-Go 13, the TV series, Getter Robo, all of it, well, the newer ones, Azumanga Daioh and Big O. I have not watched any of these things, so I'm a big liar.
Well, no, hey, there's still time. We could, you should pick one, and then we'll watch it a week, and we'll talk about it.
Well, I know that we were supposed to watch Getter Robo with Tom Aznable.
And then I would definitely
or Shin Mazinger, I forget.
Yeah, I think it was Shin Mazinger.
Any mecha with Tom, I'm down.
So, moving on, the one thing that I thought that we should talk about, because we can't not. So, whoo boy. This was, I want to say, maybe it was last Friday? It must have happened at some point after the Newsbroom was recorded, but before the second... what am I trying to say? Maybe it was Monday. Anime Matsuri said that they licensed some anime, and they're dubbing it, and Vic Mignogna is the ADR director, and they tricked a bunch of voice actors into working with them. And they also have some guy I've never heard of who's working with them who called himself like Joe Tanaka... But it's clearly a white guy.
I feel like I've heard that name before. Like,
it might not be Tanaka. It might be like Takahashi. It was something with a T, and it was very clear that this was not his real name when I watched the video of them talking. And if it is, then I am the worst person alive.
Right.
But the way they introduced him, they're like, you know, you were such a big fan. You always wanted to live in Japan, and then you moved to Japan and married a Japanese woman. And I'm like... Probably Oof. Not Japanese.
Oh, man. Was it Peter Payne?
No. this guy's like, he looked like he was 25.
Oh, so he's the new Peter Payne?
The new Peter Payne. Yeah, he's making anime with Vic Mignogna. So they licensed two shows. They announced this on like a live stream that they did. And what's really funny is that Anime News Network has just refused to report on this.
Well, because like, what are the chances that this is just a way to get some money? Like, do they have a Kickstarter or something up for this yet?
Apparently they've already done it.
Ooh, like, okay.
I watched the live stream. It's like, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes where they talk about it. And so they worked with Nippon Animation, and I don't remember the names of the shows.
So like, I'm looking at an article from some like
Probably Bounding in Comics.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I was going to say some grifter website, but yeah, like
they're the only ones that reported on it.
I didn't want to name names. I didn't want to be like friggin'.
Well, Vinny sent me a Clownfish TV article. I was like, Vinny, that's why I had to just go watch the video, because I didn't know if I could trust anything. But the article I read doesn't lie about anything. I just don't trust him.
I didn't want to name names because I didn't want to have like another headline on their website be like, anime podcast that nobody listens to trying to cancel Vic. But yeah, so I'm looking, I see these two movies, Zip Shimezu and Genbanojo, which like they look like children's movies.
I'm pretty sure they are, like, which is fine.
Which, yeah, and it looks like they have been out, because Genbanojo looks like it was out back in 2015.
Yeah, so I tried to find information on these, and I could not find any information on either of them. Now, I didn't try super hard, let's be fair. But one of them, I don't think, even has an Anime News Network listing.
Wow.
Which is not surprising, because this is a small, newer anime company that's licensing stuff. They're obviously not going to be able to get top-tier titles, but...
Well, I mean, like, the ANN encyclopedia that has, like, everything.
It's so obscure that they don't even have a listing is funny.
Right, yeah.
What I wonder, though, about
this...
And, I mean,
I tried looking for Genbanojo up on Nia, because I'm like, it at least kind of looks interesting, and all I was able to find was, like, an Italian dub.
So, I mean, like, the shows might be good. I don't know. Looking at it objectively is like, I don't understand what their motive is, because
I think the motive is just to get Vic work. That really just feels like it.
The thing, though, is like Vic's fan base is not the type that's going to want to watch like children's movies. So like, who are they going to sell this to?
I really just feel like, I feel like people who are really into Vic and who stuck with Vic through all this are the kinds of people who are just going to like jump on board with anything he's attached to.
Yeah.
That's really about it. That them Resin Bull Rangers. I tell you what,
the thing though, is that like the types of people that were the diehard Vic Mignogna fans, the ones that were, you know, I don't know, caping for him on Twitter or whatever. I never got the vibe that they actually watched his stuff. Like, I think Vic just was like a symbol to them of like owning the feminists or whatever. Because like Vic's big roles is like Full Metal Alchemist, Ouran High School Host Club, and like, I don't know, side characters in dozens of shows. Like,
that's the grift, JP. I mean, like, how many people bought the My Pillows guy's pillows on the right before he became this weird fucking thing?
That's what you got from it. Like, to me, it seemed like the people I saw who were really like going for Vic were just people who really, really, really liked Edward Elric, and like they associate Vic with him so much that they're just like, yeah, nah, Vic can do no wrong in my eyes.
I mean, I think pre lawsuit, which I feel definitely like, correct.
Which I feel like
not
those.
Post.
I feel like both of those groups exist, and I feel like this whole thing with Vic kind of brought them together. The kinds of people who like, who just kind of like jump onto anything if it means that they're owning the SJWs, and just people who like Vic could, I don't know, kill their mother and they'd still be like, well, I loved your work in FMA. Like, there's really a...
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to watch this show. I'll check it out, I guess, if it's available free somewhere. They're going to be premiering it at their convention, which is happening at the same time as Otakon.
Ooh.
So, I don't know. I'm sure...
Does it usually happen the same time as Otakon?
Does what else happen?
Anime Matsuri.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same weekend.
Okay. Hey, so I want to, like, clarify this. So are you supposed to say Otacon or Otacon?
Because it's Otacon. Otacon is the character from Metal Gear Solid.
Right. And I always figured it was Otacon because that's what they said.
Nah.
And like I heard that long before I heard of the actual convention. So
no, like it's a joke because they both, it's like a, in order to make sure there was no confusion, the two licensed the name to one another.
Hmm. Okay.
Wait, so what? That they can both exist, but they're pronounced differently.
All right.
I did not know that. That's very funny.
Otacon is with a C and Otacon is with a K.
Okay.
Well, so Anime Matsuri, anime dubbing. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. You know, some of the actors are saying, like, we didn't know when we blah, blah, blah. And, like, I don't buy that because, like,
really?
At some point, like, maybe when you signed on, you didn't know. But when you did the voiceover session, you're telling me that the director never said a word or showed their face? Like, you could have
They're left. Behind a two-way mirror.
You know? It's like that meme that's like, I think it might be a DeShare zone. It's like, don't like something? Get the fuck out of there. Whatever. You can just leave.
And you know what it was, JP? Like, in the sound studio, he was probably wearing a mask the whole time.
Oh, he was dressed as Zero from Code
yeah.
Geass.
Yeah,
maybe exactly. He did it, like, with a VTuber over Zoom.
A VicTuber?
You know what? Yeah, he was He was in there. He was wearing, like, an Alphonse Elric helmet with, like, a voice changer, so they didn't know.
I just, like, I don't get how you could do an entire, maybe it's 5 minutes long. I don't know. How do you do a whole ass show without ever talking to the director?
Yeah.
And people would say, oh, but fuck your contract. What are the, is an anime convention going to sue a voice actor for breach of contract? Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck your contract.
And also, like, what studio is going to fault you? Like, well, what if I get blacklisted? I don't think Crunchyroll gives a fuck if exactly. You walk out on the Anime Matsuri scam dub.
Exactly. Plus, Vic is blacklisted.
You know?
So I don't think they're going to, yeah.
If anything, you're probably hurting your career more by being in that show.
Yeah, the moment you do some recording and you hear over a microphone, yeah, that was really good, but I need you to like enunciate just a little bit more.
Oh my God. Like, but yeah, I don't know. Right. It's a mess. I'm sure the dub itself is going to be fine. Like,
hey, everybody, it's Vic Mignogna from your favorite anime, like FMA and Generator Gall. Some people recognize, some people remember.
But, I loved you as Guy B in the second episode of Kino. you know, I think Vic's a dirtbag, but he is a good voice actor, and I'm sure he's a perfectly capable director. Look, I mean, I liked FMA.
I can't FMA lie about too, that. But like, I'm not. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily.
He's serviceable.
Call him a good. Yeah, I feel like he does what he needs to do.
You know, like I expect this to be just as good as any other dub. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be backed by really terrible people. Another thing that's backed by really terrible people, Summertime Rendering on Disney Plus in Japan. How did we watch it? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we didn't.
Don't look too closely.
Exactly. Don't look at the man behind the yellow curtain who is on his laptop on a torrent website.
Yeah, I watched this on Plex. Summertime Rendering.
But you know, I gotta say, like, it feels good to be back in the trenches, like the good old days. Because in these days of your Crunchyrolls and your High Dives and your Netflixes having all the anime, it's just like, you know, sometimes you wanna just look at something download on Views or something or uTorrent.
You know, I think the biggest negative I have to say about Summertime Rendering is that it's on Disney. Because
it does not belong there, content-wise, even.
That part doesn't bother me. It's just, I watched more than the rest of us. I watched the first half of the series. I think the second half is currently airing. I think they're doing week to week.
Yes, I believe that episode 13 or 14 just maybe is today.
So,
like 14 maybe or 15?
I really liked it, and it's a bummer that more people can't easily watch this. And will it come out outside of Japan? Possibly, but it's not going to get the exposure that it should.
Right. It's like when shows used to get picked up by Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, oh, fuck. Right. Like, that's the worst thing that could happen to it.
Yeah. Like Vinland Saga, which I am just now watching, like probably 7 years after it came out, because now it's on Netflix instead of friggin' Anime Strike.
Oh, so I'm looking up the mangaka, Yasuki Tanaka, and it looks like he got his start as an assistant on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Steel Ball Run. That's officially a part of JoJo's now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like part 7 or 8 or something.
Part 7, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat. I don't know if anything else he's done has really kind of hit. I'm looking at this list, and most of it is stuff I've never heard of. Summertime Rendering, it looks like it ran from 2017 to 2021 in Shonen Jump Plus. Is currently
so it's finished?
At least according to the JoJo Wiki. look. what is?
We just have a talk a second ago about good sourcing.
Look, it also says that he knows. Are you trying to say that
the JoJo Wiki is not credible?
Hey, look, it also says that Kohei Horikoshi was one of his assistants, maybe. I don't know if that's true. JoJo Wiki seems to believe that it is, but Summertime Rendering's a manga. It's coming out from Udon Entertainment, and I think currently the first 3 volumes are out. I believe these are technically omnibus volumes because they're...
It's licensed by Udon?
Yeah, it's very strange.
Like the Street Fighter manga people?
Why not? But yeah, they're about the size of 2 volumes, so I'm assuming these are omnibus. So I checked this out because of Erica Friedman. She did a review on Anime News Network where she's like, this manga is really good. The fan service is super distracting, but I promise you it's worth pushing through it. And I thought, if Erica Friedman likes this fan service, like, weird manga, it's probably good. Because
does it even have fan service?
Oh, my God.
Did you not notice?
Are you kidding? The first shot in the show is big old titties.
I mean...
It's the most ridiculous explanation too. She hangs upside down from her knees on tree branches like monkey bars because apparently the blood rushing to her head makes her think better, but she also has tiggle bitties.
I like that she says that to
gravity defying, like
she says that to no one too. She's like, I bet you're wondering why I hang upside down. Like no one's around right now.
Reason why she has to show her cleavage off all the time.
Oh my God.
Well, nearly
the first shot of the show.
I guess maybe my anime tax is so high because I was just like, what? She's just wearing a suit with a V-neck.
Her having breasts does not make them de facto sexualized, right, yeah. But it's the fact that it opens up with our main character's face motorboating them.
I mean, yeah.
You know, and they cut to that shot. Because this is, okay, well, spoilers.
Well, yeah, they did do that like 3 times.
It's a time travel show, so we get to see him motorboat her a lot.
Well, to be fair, it's more of like it's a variation on a Groundhog Day plot.
So I think maybe...
Or like Ephemeral Fantasia for any fans of obscure PS2 JRPGs.
So they technically call it time travel, but you're not... Your explanation is better, I think, Kyle, but they do. I think maybe like the episode after where you're at, she straight up says, so are you traveling through time? And he says, yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is what it is. I don't know. How aware is Japan of Groundhog Day?
I'll get Japan on the phone, right? And ask them. Unfortunately, the only person in Japan's number I had was Shinzo Abe. Ooh.
Awkward.
Jesus.
Calling up the widow. Could you tell me what his thoughts were about Groundhog Day?
It was his favorite movie.
Yeah, if anybody knows, please leave a voicemail at our voicemail number and give us Ken Akamatsu's phone number.
Yeah, I'll call Ken Akamatsu. Why don't we just add him to the list of terrible politicians I should talk to?
Yeah.
So... Summertime Rendering, the basic premise is that this guy, Shinpei, he returns to the island or like small village that he grew up on because his childhood friend Ushio dies unexpectedly. She drowns while trying to save another person that was drowning. But wait, the autopsy shows that she was strangled. Why did we do an autopsy? Don't worry about it. So he starts to investigate this potential murder.
Which, that was weird to me, because, like, wouldn't you do an autopsy anyway?
I mean, that's probably depending on what the family wants to do, because that's a pretty invasive thing to do.
Yeah, it depends on whether they think. I mean, I think that there's maybe even an unspoken thing of, like, they assume that maybe the little girl, like, would have accidentally done it, but they don't want to investigate it. Because there's weird vibes even at the beginning.
Right, with
the girl's family.
Okay. I just thought, like, they autopsied all dead bodies. Like, that was just a very thing that was done. Expensive
thing to do. Okay. Well, so I think the reason they autopsied her, and this is looking ahead into the show a bit, but later on you do see, oh God, I don't know what that woman's name is. It's like Hirozo or something. You see...
Is this the titty lady?
Yes.
I like
you see the first Teaseru. You see the first day, July 22nd, through her perspective, and she investigates the body and can tell that there's something up, and I think that's why they do an autopsy. They never do it on camera, but I think that's why they eventually do. So in investigating his friend's murder, potential murder, he ends up getting murdered himself by a clone of his, I don't know, sister?
Like, yeah, because remember, he's went back, so, he was adopted into the family.
Yeah, it's very anime. Like, you have to pay a high anime tax to understand what's going on here. So Shinpei's parents died, and then he was brought into this other family, his, like, childhood friend's family. So, you know, like, they're quote unquote his sisters.
Hey, I mean, this, you get a 2-for-1 Pornhub here, because now you can fuck your childhood friend and your stepsister at the same time, but we're not really related.
Right? Yeah, it's
maybe not even stepsister. Just like full. I don't know what you would call it. Adoptive sister.
Yeah, like this is like prime anime pornography setting is what's going on.
They grow up, like, it turns out dad never signed the papers. We're not really brother and sister. Then they high five.
They Eiffel Tower, then they high five.
Sun sets in the background.
No, Mio's, but for all, like, of, like, no! The fan service, it's a pretty, like, one, it's really stylish.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sure that comes across. Like, even if you watch only the first episode to get a feel of whether you want to watch this, it is, like, one, I think that they're smart with how they use it, though, right? Because they're doing a lot with, like, depth of field and kind of, like, the camera will sometimes be like a fisheye lens, and you'll get this really distorted view, and there's a lot of cuts. But they're smart because as it does end up being something of a Groundhog's Day scenario, the shots which they spend the most money on are shots which we are going to see a lot.
Yeah. Well,
so in that sense, like, even though they're doing more than, like, a typical anime would, but it's still very economical in that sense.
I think the fan service makes sense to a point. Now, obviously it's there to titillate, but because it's so, like, thematically jarring at times, it sticks out more. And that's why, to me at least, when I was reading the manga, when those moments repeated, it was more obvious to me that they were repeating, because I was like, why did we just see those panties randomly? Like, oh, there's the panty shot again. Oh, there's the face and the tits again. Like, those moments stuck out more.
And weirdly enough, they do come up with some plot justification for some of it, which is more than I can say for 99%.
What kind of panties were you wearing? This is important.
It is. There's. I gotta know, damn it.
You haven't gotten to that episode yet, Noel. But nah, at one point, Shinpei is like, Mio, this is super important. What kind of panties are you wearing right now? And it's so he can tell if she's an imposter or not.
And then does she go, and punch him?
She tells him what kind of panties she's wearing. And he's like, oh, thank God.
Okay.
Fucking ridiculous.
If we're talking about thematically jarring, I will say the the part in episode 4 where Shinpei gets punched so hard that like his eyes fly out of the sockets a la Tom and Jerry is pretty out there.
I do not remember that happening.
You don't?
Is that how he's killed at one point?
No, like it's just a joke thing where he like he says something and then somebody punches him in the stomach and yeah, his like eyes fly out for a second. Funny. Shoot, let me see if I can
find it. I haven't made it clear. So we've said Groundhog Day and we've obviously implied that situations are repeating. This is similar to ReZero. Whenever Shinpei dies,
as well as Tokyo Revengers.
Well, Tokyo Revengers, he wasn't dying, was he? He can just go back and forth.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, it's not. That's not Groundhog's Day. That's just him going to the past, but then it goes forward linearly.
Yes. So this is. It's used kind of as a really dark plot device at times. It's like, oh shit, we're losing. Better kill myself. which I think is also a part of the Demon Slayer movie.
Anyways, there's two funny things I got to mention though. One, I showed this to my sister, the first episode, and would you believe that these events take place on July 22nd and July 23rd? We are recording this on July 23rd.
Oh damn!
Right, yeah. This is the day he dies the first time.
Just telling everybody, like we are on it. This is the perfect time to watch Summertime Rendering. Of course, you'll be hearing this after this, so don't wait a full year. But
yeah,
just had to mention it.
So
the weirdest coincidence.
Why does Shinpei keep dying? What is he investigating? Kyle, tell me about it.
So it turns out that on this island, there's this legend of people having a form of doppelganger called a shadow.
So I found that scene. It's up in the chat.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a form of a doppelganger called a shadow. And it's this mystery of investigating like exactly why these things are here. And I do think it's a pretty good mystery. It's very compelling moment to moment of just like getting a little more information, you know. And I will say also that it doesn't, whenever we get one of these time loop stories, oftentimes it like they'll do two or three loops before people quote unquote get it.
Yeah.
And we start to actually see movement versus more like, oh, I thought it was deja vu. Some of them do it so much that you're just like, kill me. Just get to the part where we start to do time, like where we start to iterate on this, right?
Yeah, because Shinpei figured it out on the first try, didn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of like it's pretty early. I think maybe a few things happen on like his first time of like the loop, and then he goes like, oh shit, like I'm repeating it. And he's very quickly on the take, partially due to, it looks like some of his interests have to do with like mystery novels and things. And I think even in the first episode, he says something to his sister, his younger adoptive sister. They're at this outside of this temple. And he says something like, so what is there? Like, let's take a step back. And she goes, oh, this is your famous, let's take a step back moment.
Yes. Yeah. He is very like detective anime protagonist kind of mannerisms. One thing I did notice was that he does not seem to speak in the dialect that people on that island speak, but his inner monologue does. And when he's flustered, his dialect kind of changes.
Oh, that's really interesting. I did not notice that.
See, I only started to notice that because I noticed that the way his lines were translated started to change. Like he would like, the fan subs I'm watching will have him say like ya and yer and y'all all of a sudden. And then when I really listened to it, I did notice that his speech patterns kind of changed.
I am going to see if I can find where I got mine. Cause it would be interesting if we watched different ones, and that might be why I didn't pick up on it.
Okay.
Cause I did not notice that, but I know in the manga, they're a little more cutesy with the dialogue, which is very frustrating sometimes. The The manga that I talked about in the beginning, Yoshi no Zuikara, they get so cutesy with the people on the island's dialogue that I can't understand what they're saying.
Okay, so they speak in like a, I guess, an island dialect?
I don't know what they just... Well, yes, it's obviously they do in the original, but the way they translated it over made it very difficult to understand. So Sly Fox is where I got mine.
Okay, I think...
I'm using the Better Butter.
Better Butter, nice.
So the first three I have, the first three episodes are from a group called Sandalphon.
This is incredible.
And then
we all got...
And then, it's Sly Fox for the rest of them.
What are the odds that all three of us got different fans? I do wonder, though, like, are these true fan subs, or did they just rip the subtitles from Disney Plus?
I have no idea.
Would Disney Plus Japan have English subtitles?
They might.
You never know.
Sometimes they do.
All I know is mine are really good. I'm actually very impressed.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them just because
Yours translate the OP and EP or ED?
Yes.
I skip it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It is a banger.
This is a really good OP and ED. It's, I think, a really good song, like a lot of the music, JP.
But I wanted to watch the whole show. And that's like 2-3 minutes an episode that I'm just spending listening to a song. I wanted to watch the next.
You should at least watch it once.
Oh, I did. I've watched it once each.
Okay.
I think the opening song is really good. I wanted to get to the next. It's one of those types of shows. And these specifically.
Why get to the meats and potatoes?
Well, these type of like time traveling, repeating thing shows are really addicting to me. Like Steins Gate and Erased, I had trouble putting it down and going to bed.
Okay.
And that's similar. Like, this is the fastest I've watched anime in months. I watched all 12 episodes in like 2 days.
Yeah, I had watched my episodes when we recorded our last episode. And when I heard you both say that you hadn't watched it, I was kind of just like, oh shit. Like, I know. Like, because it gets you. You will get hooked.
Yeah. Is it specifically time travel anime, or is it just like time travel in general that gets you, JP?
I want to say anime because I don't experience it as much outside of anime, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't like it. Like, I worked on a time travel movie for Netflix called See You Yesterday, and I really liked it, but it's a movie, so it's like, you're going to watch that in one sitting anyway. If that was a show...
Is it out now?
Oh, yeah. It came out a few years ago.
Okay.
I really like it. I don't think it ended as well as it could. We shot a couple different endings, and I don't like the one they picked, but I think it's a fun movie, and it was fun to work on. But I'm trying to think of... Do we do time travel in TV shows very often? There's a lot of movies. I've worked on more than one time travel movie.
Anymore. Like... I'm trying to think of the last show I watched that really dealt in time travel.
Lost?
And it was was Lost about time travel?
It becomes about time travel.
From that, I'm like, The Flash does loads of time travel because it's The Flash.
Game of Thrones flirts with time travel, but it does. Don't put out. Yeah, in like the middle of the series, they allude that time travel could happen, and then they never do anything with it.
Really?
But speaking of The Flash, this is not real. This is like a fake thing somebody made. One of my favorite Flash things is like Evil Flash. He's like, and then I went back in time when you got your first kiss, and I jerked you off really quick and made you come in your pants.
See, the funny thing is that's not real, but it's very close to like an actual thing.
I wonder if I can find that audio. But Summertime Rendering, that's a show.
Yeah.
No, I think that this is... Because we talked last week about all the anime that we've been watching from this, the current running season. And I do think it is... This shows how much of a shame it is that this isn't a Disney Japan exclusive. Because I think out of everything I watched, this is the best thing I've seen that is currently running in this season.
Oh, for sure.
I like this. Like, I do think Licorice Recoil, like, I watched episodes 2 and 3 since we last spoke. And I do think it's gotten better, and I have a lot of good things to say about it. But this is, like, really good for this, for, like, considering what it's up against, I think, especially.
Okay.
I think Licorice Recoil, I think that it's, so they're writing that as they go. Summertime yeah. Rendering had like 12 volumes to work with. Mm. I do think they're both good shows, but I find myself, now that I've seen Summertime Rendering, I think I like it a lot more. They're not obviously comparable, but if I was going to pick a favorite show of the season, I'd probably pick Summertime Rendering.
Yeah. Okay. I do like the show too. Now, here's a question. Three-way, you know, fight to the death. We've got Shinpei from Summertime Rendering, Hanagaki from Tokyo Revengers, and the guy from Erased, whose name I don't remember, who's coming out alive?
I'm going to go with Shinpei because the guy from Erased is like 10 when he goes back in time.
Yeah.
And
Tokyo Revengers, he's such a wimp.
I don't think that motherfucker throws as much of a punch.
See, that's the thing. Like, he's a wimp, but he can take a licking and then like get back up. He's very durable.
I think they shoot bullets in Summertime Rendering. Yeah, you're right. You can take a punch, but can you take the punch from a shotgun?
Oh, man.
You never know. I think he has been shot.
Oh, my God. There's a part I'm not going to spoil it, but I want to so bad. There's a part later on in Summertime Rendering involving guns that is very, very funny. It's not supposed to be funny. Kyle, and I guess let me know when you catch up to 12. Noelle as well.
I'm sure we're going to talk about this next week too, because I'm definitely going to be watching the next six.
I'm going to have to write this down. I found the Flash thing. Let me see if I get the audio to play.
Remember when you were making out with your first girlfriend and you came right as she touched your leg? It was me, Barry. I jerked you off at super speed so it'd seem like you nutted at just a woman's touch.
What? It was me. I jerked you off to fuck with you. It's like, damn, bro. Yeah,
he's like, when you got in trouble for throwing a baseball in the yard when you were a kid, that was me.
Yes.
Like, fucking hell. That's the only thing, Barry, I know about the Flash.
Remember when your mom beat you up because you didn't take the chicken out of the freezer? It was me, Barry. I put the chicken back in the freezer.
Well, Summertime Rendering, it's really good. Unfortunately, unless you live in Japan and have a Disney Plus account, you're going to have to download it. But
don't worry, people. It's from, you're stealing from Disney. It's always ethical.
Honestly, I know we've got a lot of friends that work in this business now, but all these companies are owned by giant corporations. If you're going to download stuff from Crunchyroll, I'm not going to feel bad. They were just purchased for $1 billion.
Yeah, I'm not on the Crunchyroll board of directors, so I'm not going to like super be like, don't do torrents. My only thing is like, I don't like your Kiss animes and your Go anime and your 909 anime, because like those are all friggin'.
They all suck.
Those are all like hosted by friggin' like the Russian Bitcoin mining shits. So it's like you clicking to watch anime gets them like 5 more dick coin.
I'm
not about that.
I have Crunchyroll in all of these, not because of ethics, but because it's just easier. You know, like I tried to do Summertime Rendering the legitimate way. Tony lended me his Disney Plus account and it's not on there. But yeah, great show. I highly recommend people watch it. If you want to get the manga, it is kind of hard to find. Because it keeps selling out, but you can do that as well. The first 3 volumes are out, and I don't know. The next ones are coming out shortly. This has been the Gonzo.moe No Name Anime Show. We actually reviewed an anime that all 3 of us watched this time.
Right?
Wild. That's incredible.
We forgot the most important thing. This episode 4 is the best foot in anime. I mean, they always ask us, best really? Foot in anime? Yes. Episode 4 has an all-timer great foot.
Yes.
Oh my God, I don't remember it.
Oh, they go hard on that foot.
Is it Mio's
quality
foot?
Anime feet.
No, it's, we can't talk about it because it's a spoiler.
Okay, but, that's fair.
But there is a foot shot in that. As soon as I saw it, I went, oh, well, that's it.
Oh,
so there you go, folks. We don't ever let it be said. We don't give you what you want.
Ain't know who loves anime feet? Me, Vic Mignogna. Especially when they're underage.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll see you next time if we don't get shut down by the FBI. bye. Jesus. Good pod.
Yeah, I liked the little detail at the end with a Vic Mignogna voice.
I think this was, it ended up working out that we delayed the show. I don't know if it would have been as funny if we did it yesterday.
Yeah, seriously. I wouldn't have had those four episodes of summertime rendering.
I think it stays good. It definitely... So when I picked up the manga kind of sight unseen. Like, mm-hmm. I did not know what it was about. I just knew that Erica Friedman said it was really good, and I trust her opinion because she's really critical of a lot of things, especially modern anime and manga, and if she thought mm-hmm. it was good, I figured this is probably good.
Oh, okay.
And so when I got to...
Yeah, that's what I did with Sensei's Pious Lie, even though I've yet to read it yet.
It's I think it's really good. It's really uncomfortable, but it's really good.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, when I got to the end of the first chapter and he gets like executed by the shadow of his little sister, I was like, holy shit, I guess it's that kind of manga. And I was at work reading it on my lunch break. I think I just went, oh, damn. And my boss is like, what? Like, the main character in my book just died. It's chapter one.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. We said that they were like doppelgangers, right?
Yeah, I definitely used the word doppelganger in the chat. We just talked about the basic stuff. Like, I don't think we talked about anything beyond, I think maybe we said one or two things that Noelle doesn't know yet, but they weren't anything important.
Yeah.
It was like small details. Like, I think you mentioned I don't think we said anything that was too spoilery.
No, I just wasn't sure if we actually said what the show's about.
It's hard because, right, like,
you don't want to tell everybody. I think exactly, I'm gonna put this as a stinger. I think if you don't like it after episode two, then it's probably not your show. I think 100%. Episode two is, well, because episode one is just setting it up,
yeah,
and then it's almost exactly the first chapter of the manga. And then episode two is when they actually start to show you like what the fuck is going on. And it's at that point that you know if you want to be on for the ride. Really, the only differences that I've noticed, having only read the first half of the first volume, is there's a lot of out-of-body stuff that doesn't get showtime in the anime as much. And I don't know if it's as necessary.
It gets a little bit of showtime.
It gets a little bit. It's a lot more in the manga,
because when he has his inner monologue, like, it is shown as if like he's outside of his body, like appraising his actions.
I do think the anime is better so far,
even with the art style difference, because that was the one thing that initially talked about this on the newsroom when we first were covering this, because I really love the art style of the manga, like on the cover especially. And then there's a similar, they did like a promotional shot for the anime. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, it looks like much more kind of generic anime. That complaint is gone now that I've seen the anime, because I think it is really cinematic and they're really doing a lot of interesting things with framing, or they're like, they'll do crazy zoom ins and outs that are kind of wild to see in anime.
Yeah, but, I think it works.
But it is a big difference in art style, though, at least for like the main character, especially. Some characters look pretty similar.
I think for me, the manga was hard to follow because I didn't have, you know, like music cues to let me know that, oh, that's the bad Mio. You know, because like they're using the same character designs for the good guys and the bad guys. It's sometimes hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah.
But when you watch the show, it's immediately apparent, like, that one's evil. And there was only one part that I got really confused by, and it might just be that I looked down at my phone for too long, because there's one point, being super vague, somebody gets shot at that's a good person, being shot at by a good person, and I was like, why did they just shoot them? And then smash cut, they're hanging out in the next scene. Mm-hmm. Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe... Yeah, and I was mentioning this before, like, yeah, I really think it's a case of I just have like a huge anime tax, like you said. Like, I just don't consider this to be like big time fan service. It's just a lady in a suit.
Yeah. I mean,
my sister was really turned off by it, I'll tell you that. Like, she was basically just like, oof, because she used to be a teacher. She just actually just quit as being a teacher. She's like, underage character panties, and was like, I don't know if I can.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, I would say 12, in terms of,
you're getting a 12-year-old's panty shot.
I would say in terms of fan service, yeah, like, I would say the shots of Ushio in her swimsuit are far more gratuitous.
They're not, but even she's not really, like, I think that for all that, like, there is some fan service. I think that it's not nearly as, like, at least for, especially for, like, the underage characters, it's not nearly as sexualized. Like, the character who is the most sexualized is the adult.
Oh, for sure. You
know, Haruzu?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. And then, but, like, you know, when we see the swimsuit, it's like, she's not, like, let's put it this way. She's not like, oh, I have, like, triple D breasts that are like spilling out. It's like, nah, like, they're, she's geez, just wearing a swimsoup.
Get it right.
I mean, now that's
a line of dialogue
actually,
in the show.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at a volume 3 of the manga, I see, okay, yeah, they got them out here loud and proud.
Yeah. Really great time. Look forward to watching more. I just got to figure out if I want to wait for it to all dump at once, or if I'm going to start doing the week-to-week thing. I find that there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Well, do we do another thing where we all watch the same thing? That seemed to go really well.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I liked it. Do you want to just... So I guess the question is, do we want to watch something new, or do we want to follow up on our stuff? Because, like, I'm still watching... Licorice Recoil.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to watch that later tonight.
Oh, right, yeah. Because a new episode coming out today, right?
Yeah, it comes out Saturday, I think in the afternoon.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to continue that. I just finished Vinland Saga.
Nice.
So do we want to talk about that, or do we want to start something new? Because I think it was a success, us all watching the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We did do a lot of Vinland Saga last time. I think that a regular update for stuff we're all watching is good.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. What's something that we could all watch that's reasonable? Do we pick, like, a movie?
Oh, yeah. I can do a movie.
We could also do one of your list things, your summertime resolution, New Year's things.
Yeah.
Let me pull up my list. I know that GoGo 13 was on there. Azumanga Daioh was on there. Dear Brother and Rose of Versailles. Those are quite long. We could watch a Hosoda film.
Hosoda? Okay. Do you know which one you want to start on?
So it's been a long time since I've watched Girl That Leapt Through Time. We could do another time travel one.
Oh, kick ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Time travel. All right. Yeah. Let's do Girl That Leapt Through Time. I got to see if that's easily available. I think a Blu-ray just came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's on Blu-ray. I think it just got licensed recently, like, or relicensed by someone else.
Yeah. That sounds about right. All right. Cool. So we'll watch Girl That Leapt Through Time.